Okay, we're on page Shin Yud Aleph, right? What? Valdera Vaseh. Excuse me. Mitziyusa Yisparach B'giluyim HaNikram Chochma Bina B'das. The name Chabad that Lubavitch uses comes as an acronym of Chochma Bina and Das. Ches Beis Dalet Chabad, see that? What we say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in, there are seven midas that we mentioned during Sfira, Chesed, Kavura, Tfesnes, Achad, Yesed, and Malchus, and on top of them there are three more, which is sometimes called Chochma, Bina, and Das. Hamayrim ala Torah, Shaisukai, Nebriyas Ha'ilam. They refer to Torah, which is all these types of wisdom that preceded the world. Omnam davis eshech lesistei Torah shein darshim b'hem. Bat chochma bina and das esayek desisvei Torah to Kabbalah, which we're not supposed to learn. The kavul chayim emisha ein loy shem yediyas from the stars. Certainly, we today who don't have any understanding of it. And Kabbalistic ideas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals only to those who are holy. Shema Malachim, Mishar Se'el Yen Ha'im Dimurum Ha'ilam, which are the angels, Leifanim V'chayis HaKadosh, U'Merkev Ha'Elyayin. These are names of different types of angels. Some are called Leifanim, some are called Chayes HaKodesh, and the Merkava El Yaina, the heavenly chariot, so to speak, we came at Dishim Li Yitzram. And they, these angels, say, Kedusha to Hashem, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos. What are the three Kodesh? Kodesh Kama Keneged Ata Kodesh, Kodesh Tinyana Keneged Vishimcha Kodesh, and the third one, Kodesh Shem Tzavaka, is Hainu Acha Briya Savoi Maila. After Hashem created the heavenly angels, Hainu Amalachim Achayos, Heim Heim Akadoshim Asher B'chol Yom Yahalu Chasela. So he's saying is that in Atah Kodesh, referring to the holy angels that praise Hashem, Nikram Kedoshim K'mashayimim Bayrei Kedoshim. Hashem created the holy angels, Shalai Nasu Kedoshim Ayadei Ki Osam Avaydas Hashem. Angels don't get holiness because they work hard. Shazel tafkidam shiyesh ve'cheled. That's the job of people. But she says, "Kamoishim itztavinu kedoshim tiyu." Aval malachim ma'ilo nivra'im kedoshim. Heavenly angels are created kedoshim. This is something that we're familiar with. The it's the angels. What we say is, Nagdishach and Aritzach. Our goal in life is Nagdishach, that we should be able to call you holy. And Aritzach, to be able to praise you. Like that sweet song of the angels, Mishal Shem Lecha Kedusha, say to you three times Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So angels are created Kadosh, and our job is to try to be able to become Kadosh. That's the concept of what we say in Kedusha. Aval Kedusha Kadosh Baruch Hu Memshicha Yaiser. The holiness of God is greater. Hine Sivalanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kedoshim Tiyu. Pirush Rashi Have a Purushim Min Ha'arayis and Min Ha'aveira. It's interesting. The idea of Kedusha, according to Rashi, involves being separated from Averis, mundane Averis, Erva, Umin Avera, Bahainu, Shegvul Mechunim B'Shem Kadosh. There's a certain boundary that's called Kadosh, K'vay Shenemar, Hino Anachnu B'Kadosh, Ir K'tzei Gvulecha. The Torah refers to a city called Kadosh, or Kadosh Barnea, Bikvul Adorai Mishal Eretz Yisrael, Kedesh Naftali, Bikvul Tzvaini. There are a bunch of cities called Kadesh in Eretz Yisrael. Chedikra nashu shavra gvul v'yatsam ayan haga ruyal b'nei ayishuv b'shem kadosh.
Kadesha.
People who behave certain ways are called kadesh and kadesha. V'ish kadesh nivdal v'yatsam ayan haga nashim. So the word kadesh is something at the edge. The cities that are called Kadesh in Eretz Yisrael, or either on the northern boundary or on the southern boundary, so it symbolizes someone who pushes the boundaries. So you can push the boundaries and be great and be holy. Or a person can push the boundaries and do aveiros. Somebody is involved in the erva. A prostitute is called is also called a kadesha. V'ish kadesh nivdol v'yatsa mehamayin anashim. An ish kadesh is someone who separates himself from the multitudes of people. So kadeshim tiu pushim in arayis kolaymen. Shalachol adam yetsiyetzahara. Every human being has a yetsahara. Va'ala lizgarbev liyas nivdol mimenu. A person's job is to push his yetsahara to the edge of the boundary, to the outer edge. U'misayim akasim ki kadesh ani Hashem alakeichem. It says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Jews, be holy, ki kadesh ani, Hashem alakeichem. Tzarech mir, v'chishayich lo'odam, v'chishayich lo'im lo'odam, tiyye melech, v'pa'ash ani melech. Could a king say, you be a king, because I'm a king. Or even, tiyye melamed, lo'hoyol, be'ezah mitzaya, ma'achash ani ma'ereza mitzaya. I'm a ball player, so you be a ball player. I'm an engineer, you be an engineer. It doesn't make any sense. Have a chayma. Certainly, happy to say, be holy, because God is holy. Have a chayma, shlo yitach on the tzavis of Avraham, yetzahara. You can't tell people who are born with the yetzahara, because taivivin, b'balai ha'aylov shal pituyim, has a world full of distractions, zahad mois liyas kedoshim. And now we say, you be holy, k'may ha'baris parash, like God is holy. Who can compare to God? How does the Torah say Kedoshim to you? Be holy, ki kadosh ani, because God is holy. How does one thing got to do with the other? God is God and we're people. So to answer this, he explains as follows. Hine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu itviya banu nitzos mektushasai. Every human has a neshama, which is one little spark of God's Kedusha. And what Kleach Lias Adam Meishel Al Ta'avais of HaGufniyim means, we all have the potential to control our bodily desires. We need Allah Ya'ois L'Shleit L'Skaber Al Yitzray HaMasisay V'HaMafateyu. And a person can be stronger than his Yetzirah, or tries to talk him into and convince him. That's what God means when he says, be holy, prushim tiyu min harayis. I think with the desire to eat, and the desire of koritz mechaymer, we who are made out of clay, Amra Taira Anche Kaidish Tiyun Lebasa Basad Shrey Falaise Chelu. Was Kaddish Tam Yisim Kaddish. Shalainu Lis Alois Lis Gaber Archukas Agof Liais Kaddishim Umuvdalim Minitiais Ativiais. We have the potential to be greater than our physical Kaddish. Desires Kamesh Kaddish Baruch Nikha Kaddish Machsi Yaisim Muvdalim Mufresh Miteva Shabara. Now, very, very difficult what he's saying. He's saying is that since everybody has a spark of God, everybody has a spark of neshama, of God's neshama, so everybody could be holy. I mean, it's very, very difficult because God created us with a balance. Should we have a Yetzer Tov and a Neshama, we also have a Yetzer Hara, and so that pulls us in the other direction. And since we're challenged in this world, and God knows how to balance things, you assume that the balance is somewhere near the 50-50 mark. whatever power a person has to try to be miskaber, it's only a small amount. But the answer is that that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a person. God doesn't tell you to be holy and separate totally from this world, but to be under control, to be controlled. I believe it's derived. It has
to be separate and holy. It's just that we're not able to attain it.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say that all people could just be holy and separate from everything.
But we have to strive for it.
Yeah, it's a deal. You're right. We have to strive for it. And I think the point is, like you're saying, that holiness doesn't mean totally separated from this world. The Raven has a sefer, what's it called? Bala Nefesh L'Haravid. And I believe it says in Hakdamas, in the Dhamma Bala Nefesh, he says that all the taivas in this world have a price. There's a certain price you pay. For example, you want to eat meat. There's a price. The meat has to be shechted, and the meat has to be salted, and the meat has to be cooked in kosher kalim. And then when you eat it, so it's sort of the price. It's not a steer to kedusha, because the kedusha is that a person eats it the way the Torah tells them to eat it. Everything has its price, and if you pay the price, then it's not a steer to kedusha. That's the way he explains the Olam Hazeh. The Torah doesn't preach abstinence, so just stay away from things, just for the sake of staying away. Yes, this person has to control himself. But in any way, so the kedusha is to be able to be in control, which is hard enough. Hard enough as it is. He says, so for the fact that we have this ability to control ourselves, we're Maida, means we praise, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Akel HaKadosh, blessed are you Hashem, Sheshem Kel Meira Al Chizkai V'tok Feshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Meira, the strength of God, Shehenik Lanu B'tuvayu B'gadol Rachmanusai, who taught us in His goodness and His great Rachmanis, who Naisin Lanu, and God gives us even when we're not roy for it. Even if it's not, we're not deserving. Why does God give us if we're not worthy? The greatest gift God gave us is the ability to be holy. It doesn't mean someone who's holy from the day he's born. A person who sins, and he has a big cheshik to sin, this is all very lofty. His Atakadish piece is the shortest one, because I don't think it's very simple to talk about Kedusha on our ordinary level. However, it should be noted. We're busy struggling with our own little Yetzirahs that we have here and there. But the fact that in the 21st century in New York City, there are Yidden that are frum, that have values. You know, you can have Beis Yaakov's full of teenage girls and none of them are pregnant. And you have yeshivas full of boys and, you know, nobody, you don't need a metal detector to keep the guns and the knives out. It's, to live in such a world, it is a level of kedusha, which, I don't know if we appreciate about ourselves, the incredible level that it's on. And, it's very, very difficult. I mean, we speak to the education department, and they want, you know, they want us to teach, in Abbas Yaakov's, we should teach the girls, how not to become pregnant. So, you know, it's very, very hard. Very, very hard. I tell them we don't have it, they look at you like you're nuts. They really do. So, Baruch Hashem, it's a different world. What?
The question, I think it was a Rav Niederman, and they asked him, how come there are no classes to stop pregnancy? And he says, we don't have that problem. So they asked him, you need to tell me, there's never been a school, you have to look it up, I think I know where it was. Do you think that there's no school that ever had a pregnancy? She says, yeah, I think there was one. I said, what happened? She says, they closed the school. They closed the school. He was saying is that it's so far removed from the end that it's not something that we see.
Baruch Hashem. I mean, the idea we talk about Kedusha, that's what it is to be Pushim. And I don't know, sometimes we get caught up in the trees, we don't see the big picture of where we are. Baruch Hashem. All right, the last paragraph here, he refers to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Shem Yemein Adin, Ein Omrim Akel HaKadosh. As you all know, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we don't say Akel HaKadosh, Amayr Al Histam. Histam chusnei, what's that word? Histam chuseinu amidas harachamim. This is what you rely.
Reliance
amidas harachamim. Shachanes yesharachin, which is Hashem gizeschein. Ela hamelech hakadosh, hamayra al bechinas hayira. Shesar chadam limdoid laasmai b'mida chamura. It says you may chuvi. You have to measure yourself with a stricter measure, the kaptonis, the chazik, the amis, kayach, haktusha, and imsevai. Va'af, even though in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, bevadi, yesh bechinas akel hakadosh, kome in lismai chazah. You know, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're stricter with ourselves. I believe, by nesarula, yuluchal, loshus eitzais ham mutboi. Benafshe l'skaber al natias agashim samatvois by the chaim says meitshuva as mashal as bainis amir hamelach hakadosh. Anyway, this whole thing, I think the takeaway is that the word kadosh really needs to be separate. We say be holy. Holy is really not a clear word. It's not a clear word. Holy is a technical word. The idea of kedusha is to be separate. To be very interesting that he says all the cities called Kadesh are all by the edges of the boundaries, the Gevul of Eretz Yisrael. Because that's what Kadesh is by the Gevul.